Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
More than conquerors. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, with him, graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:31-39. Most of this great letter revolves around the solid truth that we are more than conquerors and that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Everyone knows life is full of difficulties. Paul's was marked by incredible hardships and relentless persecution. Little wonder he was able to write in Philippians 2, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." His steadfast life well prepared him to die for his faith. Suffering has lessons. Learn this: your hardship is not evidence that God has abandoned you or loves you less. Learn this: God always works to draw us closer to him, to make sure we don't see ourselves as self-reliant and independent of God. We receive many opportunities to draw near and rely on him. Learn this: it is not enough to endure struggles, survive difficulties, and emerge on the other side still believing. Your faith was tested, refined, and revealed for what it is: God strengthening your faith daily to make you more like Christ. What does it mean to be more than a conqueror? When I see the phrase "more than conqueror," I ponder, what's the difference between a conqueror and a more than conqueror? Here's how I see it. After defeating his enemy, a soldier collapses from exhaustion, high on victory but low on strength. At best, his recovery returns him to health. A more than conqueror is strengthened, encouraged, exhilarated, and empowered to plunge back into the fray for greater victories. Life has plenty of adversities, eager to destroy our faith and render us useless in God's kingdom-building mission. God wants us to desire his glory more than anything else, and through faith, hope, and love, that we will experience being more than conquerors as we build his kingdom. Lord, in myself, I am broken, weak, and needy. It is easy to feel defeated and beat down. Thank you for your great promises that you will never leave nor forsake me, that my hardships are from you, for my good and for your glory. I love and trust you and need you to strengthen me today and tomorrow. Amen.